change my story today because I saw all those beautiful Crittenden children come in and they're all about this big and now I don't see them. So I'm still going to stay with my change story anyways. Okay. When I was quite little, I was 3, we lived in Texas. And my papa took all of us and we came out to Oregon.
Okay, can you guys come sit here? Hi, Wyatt.
We came to stay with my grandparents and we moved in with them. Do you like to be with your grandparents? They're fun, huh? And our grandparents, we loved them. And we lived in a great big two-story house. Now, two-story houses, I think, are a lot of fun. But they're kind of hard to heat sometimes. So when we would take a bath, do you like to take a bath? Better than a shower sometimes, huh? A lot funner for kids. And we would get to take a bath, and in that big old house, in the bathroom, it would be cold. And so our grandma would put a heater next to, a little ways away from the bathtub, and it would warm up the bathroom, and it would be so cozy and warm. We loved that. And my brother, who was about a year and a half older than I am, when he would take a bath, he would splash, and he would holler, and he would laugh, he would yell, and Grandma would come running in the bathroom. What's the matter? What's the matter, Alan? Oh, he thought that was the funniest thing. There was nothing the matter with him. He was just being silly. And Grandma would say, now don't do that. Don't scream and holler because I think something's wrong with you. And if you get hurt, I won't know. And so she would leave the bathroom, and guess what he would do? What do you think?
I do not know. He would be crazy.
You're right. He would be crazy in that bathtub, making lots of noise and hollering and screaming, and Grandma would run back in there again. What's the matter? What's the matter? Oh, he thought that was so funny. And every time he took a bath, he would do that. And so guess what Grandma learned to do? She tuned her ears out because she knew he was just playing. And the one thing that Grandma and Grandpa always told us not to do in the bathroom when we were taking a bath, is there lots of water in the bathroom? Especially with a bathtub and children. And more accidents happen in the bathroom than just about anywhere else in the house. And she would say, now don't walk along on the edge of the bathtub. Because what would happen?
He would fall off.
That's right. You'd fall off and you could get hurt. You could fall in the tub and get hurt, or you could fall out of the tub and get hurt. But guess what my brother Alan liked to do? When Grandma was out of the bathroom, he would walk along on the edge of the bathtub. It was so much fun. And he'd holler and scream. Well, one day, as he was walking along on the edge of the bathtub, guess what he did? He fell. And when he fell, he didn't fall into the bathtub. He fell out of the bathtub. And guess what was not too far from the bathtub? Do you remember? The heater. So when he fell like this with his arm right on the heater. And what do you think he started doing then? Screaming. He was screaming very loud and crying because it hurt so bad. He had burned it very badly. But what was Grandma listening to? Was it him? No, because she was used to him faking it. And so she didn't listen, and he screamed, and he hollered, and he cried. But she didn't hear him. She really did hear him, but she didn't pay attention. But then he kept doing it, and she thought, boy, something must be wrong. So she ran into the bathroom, and sure enough, he had burned his arm all the way down. And she had to take him to the hospital. And do you know that left a scar on his arm wherever after? There was a scar there. You know, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas tell you how to live and tell you to do things and not to do things, not because they want you to miss out on fun. Did she want him to miss out on fun? No. What did she want for him?
Safety.
That's right. She wanted him to be safe. And that's why moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and other adults tell you how to live, because they want you to be safe. And that's why God tells us, too, how he wants us to live, because he wants us to be safe, too. So if you can remember that now while you're young, you will learn to be good listeners and good obeyers, and you will be very good people in society. And you guys were such good listeners. I'm going to give you, if you would like one. This was from our other story, and I'll tell that story another time. So if you would like a rose, and you could give it to somebody if you don't want one, just pull Blake, honey, and they should just come right out. And I'll tell that story the next time I have children's story, unless there's too many little kids. Got it? And after you get your roses, we'll have prayer, okay? Thank you. You guys have been such good listeners today. You are always usually good listeners. Okay, can we stop and have prayer before you pick up the baskets? Father in heaven, thank you so much for each of these boys and girls. Thank you for their good ears to listen, and I just pray that they will listen to the things that their moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, and especially you, tell them, so they can be safe and happy, and they can be good examples for the other children that they know. I ask that you would bless their lives, bless their families. Keep them close to you as they grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Thank you, guys.